Echoes of 1941 in the nation's largest city and its capital. Perhaps a second day that will live in infamy as near simultaneous attacks destroy the 110-story World Trade Center towers in New York and a large section of the Pentagon. It started in New York.
I saw a huge explosion. I saw people falling out of the falling out of windows, and I couldn't tell whether they were jumping or they were just falling. It looked like were pieces of metal. And then I put my binoculars on and I saw it was actual people.
Falling out of the Trade Center towers, which collapsed not long thereafter. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
The city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists, that our democracy, that our rule of law, that our strength and our willingness to defend ourselves will ultimately prevail.
Just minutes after the double catastrophe in New York, more of the same at the Defense Department.
What seems to have happened is that we had an aircraft intentionally fly into the Pentagon.
Admiral Craig Quigley.
There were intense fires following the aircraft's impact into the building,
which is still burning. At a protective stop at a Louisiana military base, President Bush.
We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
All markets are closed again, casualties uncounted and likely to be uncounted for days, but many of them the president promising a response. CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
The very latest heard live here on WCBS 880 as we continue our coverage of the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington and on the United States in general. Four planes that were involved in crashes in today's terrorist attack. Here's what we know at this time. American Airlines is saying two of its planes, both hijacked, crashed with a total of 156 people on board. Flight 11, a 767 from Boston to Los Angeles, had 92 people on board. There was Flight 77, a Boeing 757 from Dulles to Los Angeles, carrying 64 people also involved in the crashing. The airline had said it was their planes that crashed into the World Trade Center. Now the airline is saying it cannot confirm that the planes where the planes went down. United Airlines also losing two planes. Flight number 93 carrying 45 people took off from Newark for San Francisco but crashed southeast of Pittsburgh. A passenger on that plane was able to use his cell phone to call emergency personnel yelling that we are being hijacked. We're being hijacked before the plane crashed. United Airlines Flight 175, bound from Boston to Los Angeles, had 65 people on board. That also crashed. The airline at this point will not confirm if that is the plane that hit the Pentagon.
Now word that these devastating attacks have snuffed out the lights on the Great White Way. The report from Broadway, all Broadway shows this evening canceled. This follows the cancellations of many school activities and after-school activities around the metropolitan area, and also, of course, all baseball games have been canceled. Now we have word from Broadway that there will be no performances of any Broadway show tonight. We could speculate, and I emphasize that word, that the off-Broadway theaters might do the same thing. We have not heard from them, but we have heard from Broadway productions. There will be no curtains going up on Broadway tonight. Out in Long Island, the first passengers coming out of Manhattan getting back home, first commuters, were met by Holly Hare, and she has this report for us. Holly?
Many people tell me they are very, very glad to be back on Long Island right now. I talked to some people from one of the first trains out of Penn Station. They were eager to escape Manhattan. Many are still shaking from today's terrorist attacks.
Unbelievable. It's like a movie. I work right across the street from the World Trade Center, and the World Trade Center isn't there anymore.
Now, the railroad is offering limited eastbound service from Penn Station, trying to get people out of Manhattan. Westbound, if you take the LIRR, they'll make you get off at Jamaica, and then you can try to take a subway from there. Driving on Long Island, also a problem. Northern and southern states are closed westbound at the Queens border. The westbound Long Island Expressway is closed in Nassau County from the Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway to the Queens border. And secondary roads heading west are packed because people are trying those. Reporting live at the Mineola train station, Holly Hare, WCBS 880 News.
All right. Holly. Thank you. WCBS News Time, 325.
Well, you cannot get into Manhattan, but you can get out, and we're going to continue with our coverage of how you get out and how the folks are doing trying to get out of Manhattan. Let's go over to Grand Central right now. WCBS reporter Irene Cornell joining us live. How's it look there?
Well, the mass exodus is on. Gene Calanese from the Metro North is standing in the middle of the floor just answering the questions as fast as he can as people hike their way to Grand Central Station.
Williams Bridge, 323, track 28.
Calanese says they have just been mobbed here. They're getting service out as fast as they could.
Being mobbed. But it's been interesting today. We've been getting service out every 15, 20 minutes on each line since about 11:30, 11:45, and everybody's been very cooperative, and it's worked out very well.
Calanese estimates they've taken about 30,000 commuters out of the city so far. They're mustering every piece of equipment and all the manpower they can to run these trains due north. Reporting live from Grand Central, Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.
Irene Cornell at 3:26 on WCBS 880. In terms of what Irene was talking about, mustering all the emergency efforts that the city and its environs can do, the mayor and the governor talking earlier on WCBS 880 talked of 2,000 rescue workers still trying to get into the World Trade Center to search for victims of these two devastating plane attacks. We had the mayor telling us earlier that 1,500 casualties or victims were taken, people who were injured were taken to Liberty State Park. Some of them still arriving, we're told, at Liberty State Park. He called them, the mayor did, walking wounded, 1,500 of those. Then 600 more being treated in area hospitals and 150 more injured in critical condition at area hospitals. The mayor saying that all of the hospitals are being taxed, but as we've been hearing on WCBS taxed unequally. St. Vincent's Hospital under a great pressure with all the casualties arriving. It's the nearest hospital to the disaster. And then some others being underutilized at this point.
Mayor Giuliani telling us that the death toll from today's devastating terrorist attacks will be more than any of us can bear. The United States on high alert status nationwide. And after today's attack in New York and Washington, though, that status of alert will continue. The Twin Towers are gone forever. Part of the Pentagon has been destroyed after being hit by what is believed to have been hijacked airplanes from either American or United Airlines. This is one of those days that no one is going to soon forget. And on the WCBS Newsline right now, joining us is Cardinal Egan. Cardinal Egan, we appreciate your joining us at this particular time. What is it that you can say to New Yorkers who are suffering through this massive tragedy?
Well, this morning I got myself down to St. Vincent's. Immediately I was down there around 9:10, and so I saw all the ones that were brought in for the next 3.5 hours. And what I would say, first of all, to New Yorkers is how proud all of us can be of the women and men who serve us in the police department, in the fire department, and in our hospitals. I never saw such willingness to be of service, not counting the cost in any way at all. The nurses, the doctors, the administrators at St. Vincent's Hospital could not have been more dedicated and committed, waiting to give the finest possible care they could give to any one of the victims. Similarly, I can assure you that what I've seen with the police department and the fire department is the same way. I went over to Chelsea Pier, where they call it a triage center. I think it's the largest one, and you could see how serious everyone is, how dedicated everyone is over there. Spoke to the mayor this morning, and we made it very clear that in any way our churches or schools can be of assistance, we're at the ready, and he assured us he would be in contact with us. You may have heard that one of our priests, who is the chaplain of the New York Fire Department, was killed in this event this morning, and his body is down at St. Peter's at Barclay Street. One of our diocesan priests is staying with him, staying with the body. And I'll be having a mass that came up here now to St. Patrick's. I'll be having a mass here at St. Patrick's at 5:30. And my request of the fellow citizens of New York is that we keep ourselves calm. We recognize we're in the hands of our Lord. And we react to all of this as the Lord would have us react, with understanding, with commitment to defend ourselves, but with a desire to understand and to be of help and be of understanding. We're a great, great town, and this is what we have to show the world.
We are talking with the vicar of the New York Archdiocese, Cardinal Edward Egan, live on the Newsline. Cardinal, you talked about the many stops you've been making around the city so far today. Give us a sense of what some of the injured and some of the shaken have been saying to you.
Well, one of the persons whom I anointed, as we say, died shortly thereafter. He was a man who was a man of faith. I could see that. He grasped my hand, and when I spoke to him about the meaning of life, and when I spoke to him about his God, and spoke to him about goodness and the security he had in the Lord, I could see that this was a man that understood. And everyone I saw was, I would say, marvelously courageous. We had two of our priests that were caught in the subway when they ran down into the subway with a number of people in order to escape the smoke and so forth. They came in a little shaken and their lungs a little bit filled, but they seemed to be doing all right. And I had seen over at the pier, Chelsea Pier, that the city of New York is ready to receive all the injured and to handle them marvelously, to take care for them with the great kind of compassion that makes this town a great town. So what I've seen around has been nothing but beautiful commitment of New Yorkers to stick together and to face this together and to face it with calm and to face it with hearts of courage and hearts of charity.
Cardinal Egan, the rescue and search and rescue effort continues at this time, but the healing, how do you accomplish that?
Well, I think it's going to take time, because this is unquestionably the greatest tragedy that's hit this city, and there is a lot of anger and a lot of hurt that could result from all of it, and it's altogether understandable. But I think what we have to do is keep calm, recognize that we're in the hands of our God, and recognize that in His providence, some kind of good can be brought out of all of this. I've seen a lot of good from 9 o'clock this morning until about 2:30 and 2:45 when I returned here. And we'll give examples to each other on how to handle a thing like this, and that, I think, is what's going to strengthen us and bring us to some kind of a ability to deal with what is a shocking and tragedy and a great evil. But I would hope this is a city at prayer. I hope this is a city that is accepting this now with calm and with willingness to reason it through and to help one another. We have to, in a certain sense, take care of each other now at this point, and that's how we're going to get through it.
Cardinal Edward Egan, we thank you for being with us this afternoon, and as the Cardinal talked about a city that he hopes will be at prayer, many religious minded New Yorkers obviously thinking in terms of prayer and whatever services or however they might do that. The Cardinal saying that he will be celebrating a mass at 5:30 this afternoon at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
WCBS News Time, 3:34.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
The number of casualties will be more than any
any of us can bear, ultimately.
New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani in the wake of this morning's devastating attacks that destroyed the World Trade Center. Shortly thereafter, an attack destroyed a portion of the Pentagon. In the World Trade Center attack, the two towers were struck by a pair of hijacked airliners, eventually bringing both skyscrapers crashing down. Scott Mezzo was on the 81st floor, managed to get out of one tower not long before it collapsed.
I was out for approximately 30 seconds right next to the Century 21. We heard a crackling, and that's when the first tower crashed down. There was a stampede of people that were running away from the towers. There was a cloud of white debris and smoke that was, if you will, chasing us as we were going down the street.
Mayor Giuliani says it may be Thursday before the number of dead and injured is known. In Washington, the Pentagon was targeted. A part of one section collapsed after it was hit by a third hijacked airliner. It is not known how many may have been killed or injured. One other hijacked jet, a United Airlines plane, crashed in Pennsylvania about 80 miles from Pittsburgh. In all, it's estimated more than 330 people were aboard the four planes. President Bush was in Florida when the attacks began. He flew to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana and from there to the Strategic Air Command headquarters in Nebraska. He has put U.S. forces worldwide on alert. Because of the catastrophe in New York, the stock markets did not open today. The Federal Aviation Administration says the 40 to 50 planes in the air during the attacks are now safely on the ground. The FAA, in an unprecedented move, has ordered all domestic flights grounded. While PLO Chief Yasser Arafat said he was horrified by the attacks, they touched off a joyous demonstration in the West Bank. Here's correspondent Robert Berger.
Thousands of Palestinians poured into the streets of the West Bank town of Nablus to celebrate the attacks. Demonstrators distributed candy, gunmen fired into the air, and marchers waved Palestinian flags.
So far, there has been no claim of responsibility. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
The very latest heard live here at WCBS 880. The FBI is expected to make some comments shortly. They have some statements that they want to make about this terrorist attack on the United States. And as soon as those comments are available, we will bring them to you right here on WCBS 880.
Mayor Giuliani, within the hour, identifying the first numbers in terms of those injured in the attacks on the World Trade Center, giving us the numbers of 1,500 walking wounded, as he called them, who had been evacuated from Lower Manhattan across the Hudson River on ferries to Liberty State Park. Another 600, said the mayor, are being treated for their injuries in area hospitals. Another 150 are critical in area hospitals. But as to the number of casualties, the mayor would not go near that, would not speculate beyond saying that he believes the death toll from the destruction of the World Trade Center will be more than any of us.
This is a vicious, unprovoked, horrible attack on innocent men, women, and children. It's one of the most heinous acts, certainly in world history. And as the governor said, and I said to the president, we fully and completely support him in any action that he has to take in order to make an example out of the people who are responsible for this.
The mayor also says the numbers of the casualties will not be known at least until tomorrow. He said the dead will include police and firefighters who are involved in the rescue effort. WCBS News Time, 3:38.
And we want to get you up to date on how you can get out of Manhattan, get around with our traffic report now from WCBS traffic reporter Chris Majette.
Transit-wise, if you want to hop on a subway train, most subway lines are now running in Manhattan just with limited service. There's still no city bus service south of 14th Street. If you want to take New Jersey Transit, we also have limited trains now leaving Penn Station, heading into Newark. Limited service on the Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coastline, and also the Raritan Valley Line. Metro North is operating on what they call a Saturday schedule, leaving Grand Central now, heading northbound on all three lines. Southbound service is terminating in Yonkers. LIRR limited eastbound service. Service out of Penn Station. You can also get some ferry service leaving the city only. You cannot come into the city, but leaving Manhattan from Pier 11, which is Wall Street, also West 38th Street, East 34th Street, and Pier A, which is in Battery Park, to get a ferry to either New Jersey, Brooklyn, or Queens. Now, as far as the roadways go and the bridges and tunnels, outbound Holland and Lincoln tunnels still closed down. The GW Bridge open now on the outbound upper roadway only. That has alleviated a lot of traffic on the Cross Bronx. The Williamsburg, Manhattan Manhattan and Brooklyn bridges, those lower East River bridges, are closed to vehicles, but pedestrians are walking across those three bridges into Brooklyn. Brooklyn Battery Tunnel is also closed down. The 59th Street Bridge and the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Triborough Bridge are all taking vehicular traffic queensbound. Again, nobody's coming in, but you can drive on the 59th Street Bridge, Queens Midtown Tunnel, and the Triborough Bridge heading into Queens. Staten Island bound Verrazano Bridge is open. That $7 toll has been waived. New Jersey bound Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge, and Bayonne has now been open. All three bridges still closed heading into Staten Island. Tappan Zee Bridge open both ways, but very, very heavy traffic, especially heading into Westchester County. And I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time, 3:39.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update, I'm John Harchie. President Bush is now at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, where aides say he'll convene a teleconference meeting with national security officials. Firefighters are still battling a fire at the Pentagon, started by a hijacked commercial airliner flown into the building. Though part of the building has been damaged, spokesman Craig Quigley says work continues inside.
Secretary Rumsfeld is in the National Military Command Center that is in the Pentagon. It is a fusion spot where information of significant military importance comes into the building and is then distributed worldwide.
There's no official information on the extent of casualties at the Pentagon. In New York City, a high toll is feared. Both towers of the World Trade Center collapsed after each was hit by a hijacked airliner. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
Yeah, we're finding many survivors and we're finding many people that are dead, and I don't have the numbers yet, and we still have thousands of police officers and firefighters down there in jeopardy.
WCBS reporter Sean Adams watched as the second tower crumbled.
We heard a rumble. We looked up. There was an enormous plume of black smoke billowing up above the tower, and then all of a sudden, a roar, and it came down, and it didn't come down in one piece like the other one seemed to do at the top. It crumbled. It was like a house of cards.
U.S. financial markets were closed for the day. All government buildings in the nation's capital were closed, and all U.S. airports were closed after four planes were hijacked this morning for use in the terrorist attacks. CBS News Update, I'm John Harchie.
Heard live here at WCBS 880, our continuing live coverage of the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center towers, then Washington's Pentagon as well. The plume of smoke continues to billow out from the area where the World Trade Center towers once stood. A fire continues to burn. The rescue efforts are being severely hampered at this point. Let's go live to the scene right now. WCBS reporter Allison Keyes.
From Park Row South, all you can see is black smoke billowing from the air. A few moments ago, I was standing at Broadway and Fulton, and smoke was billowing out of the windows. It's really a bad scene here, and the police and fire officials aren't able to get into the building for any of the survivors.
All right, we are having a little bit of phone trouble here, Allison Keys there, so we'll try.
Understandable on a day like this. WCBS News Time, 3:42, and Allison was talking about, or was about to talk about, the fire that is still burning at the World Trade Center. That is, if you look to the south part of the island of Manhattan and see that plume of smoke, it is a fire still burning there. We have word from Washington that the fire continues to burn at the Pentagon. A plane of crashed into the west side of that building this morning. We're told officials are getting the upper hand on that fire, but they're still waiting for the go-ahead to go into the building to get the people trapped inside. And we had military officials, not quoted by name, but military officials telling us earlier that there are dead inside the Pentagon from that kamikaze attack on the west side of the building and where the fire is still burning.
For the first time ever, the FAA grounded all aircraft nationwide because of the terrorist attacks, which used commercial airlines hijacked planes to carry out the attacks on the World Trade Center tower as well as the Pentagon. We were told earlier today that if you are in the United States, do not count on going anywhere on an airplane anytime soon. Let's find out if that has changed somewhat. WCBS reporter Mike Zirinax has just gotten out of a briefing at the Port Authority and joins us live.
Yeah, and that remains the same. People aren't flying anywhere. The airports remain shut down. LaGuardia General Manager Warren Kropel detailing a state of alert.
Everybody is in a highest state of alert. Anything that could be done is being done. The three airports have been locked down and are secure right now. And as you see, we have all the airspace has been protected. We have the military in place. So right now, it's really just a matter of everybody who can do something is doing something right now.
Air traffic not expected to resume until at least 11 a.m. tomorrow. That's tomorrow morning. Kroebel, meantime, expressing deep concern for Port Authority employees stationed at the World Trade Center and presently unaccounted for. We're live at LaGuardia. Mike Saranac, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Mike, thank you. And at WCBS News Time 345, we have continuing coverage here on WCBS 880 with Susan Kennedy. I'm Tony Guida. And we tell you once again that the rescue effort continues in Lower Manhattan as 2,000 police, fire, and other rescue workers are trying to get into those towers to see what is the nature of any survivors. We talked about the mayor earlier telling us that there are survivors who have been rescued, but the number of dead in the World Trade Center and thereabouts is still unknown and will be, the mayor says, probably until tomorrow. He says it will be, when we do know the numbers, they will be beyond what any of us can bear.
It is the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history. The World Trade Center is now gone. Both towers collapsed. And WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor was below when those buildings did collapse.
They had just told us to get out. It wasn't safe, but they had people sitting in chairs around there. So, you know, and I was standing there and saw the thing go up and heard it. So I ran like everyone, but I couldn't get far enough. So I ducked under a EMS truck bumper. And it stuff started raining down on us, and it was pitch black. And I began to get covered up, so I couldn't breathe. So I backed out a little bit and tried to spit the stuff out. Well, after a while, it stopped coming down, and there was an EMS lieutenant there, and he had a flashlight. I kept saying, "Why can't I see?" It was pitch black. I thought my eyes had been blinded, and it was dark. It was just it was still coming down.
WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor shortly after the World Trade Center towers collapsed.
And we heard from the mayor earlier today, and chillingly so. He told the story matter-of-factly, but think about this for a moment. The mayor himself, the police commissioner, and the fire commissioner were in a building at 75 Barclay Street, which is virtually around the corner from the World Trade Center. They were in that building, all three of them, when the Trade Center was attacked and hit by these planes. And the mayor said this morning, he, the police commissioner, and the fire commissioner were trapped at 75 Barclay after the building collapsed. And they were trapped there for maybe another 5 or 10 minutes before they could find their way to a basement, which led to a corridor, which took them out at 100 Park Place, also nearby. But another of the many chilling stories that we're going to be hearing in the days ahead from this devastating attack on the World Trade Center in New York City, the World Trade Center, which no longer exists.
All right, we want to go right now to Jerusalem, where Shimon Peres is now talking.
Defending democracy and enabling all of us to remain as a civilized community.
Shimon Peres, you know our country, my country, well. And you know that there are any number of people in the United States who believe these bombings today are a direct result of U.S. support for Israel over the years in the Middle East. To those people who say that, what say you?
Well, you know, there were other acts of terror that has nothing to do with Israel, including in the United States itself. Terror is a terrible way of destruction and killing. And you have all over the world acts of terror that has nothing to do with Israel. Terror
Mr. Peres,
is a
if you'll excuse
phenomenon.
Me a moment, I know that you will understand this. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but Karen Hughes, the principal assistant to President Bush, has begun to brief, and we pick her up in progress.
Been evacuated for security reasons and to protect our workers. Your federal government continues to function effectively. We have a federal emergency response plan, and at President Bush's direction, we are implementing it. We began to implement it immediately after the first attack in New York this morning. We contacted American forces and embassies throughout the world and placed them on high alert. The United States Secret Service immediately secured the President, the Vice President, and the Speaker of the House, and they are all safe. They have also secured members of the National Security Team, the President's cabinet, and senior staff. As you know, President Bush was in Sarasota, Florida, when the first attack occurred this morning. Air Force One has now landed at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska, and the president is in a secure location. He is in continuous communication with the vice president and key members of his cabinet and national security team. Vice President Cheney and our national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, are in a secure facility at the White House. I have just come from there. The Secretary of Transportation and other members of our White House senior staff are gathered at a command center there, and we are coordinating with other branches of our federal government. The Secretary of Defense remains at the Pentagon, and the Secretary of State is en route back to Washington from his trip to South America. President Bush is conducting a meeting of the National Security Council as we speak. They are meeting President Bush from his location and other members from different locations in Washington and other locations. As many of you have been reporting, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered all airports closed, and all planes which were in the air were directed to land at the nearest airport. International flights were diverted to alternate locations outside of the United States. Transportation Secretary Mineta has directed the Federal Aviation Administration to suspend operations until at least noon tomorrow. So no airline flights will operate until at least then and until the FAA announces that operations will be resumed. Secretary Mineta has also issued orders controlling the movement of all vessels in United States navigable waters. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has activated 8 urban search and rescue task forces in New York, and 4 of these highly trained teams are at work here in Washington at the Pentagon.
Karen Hughes there live in Washington talking about the president, his cabinet, everyone now in secure locations conducting a National Security Council meeting. We want to head back over to Mayor Giuliani and listen in to what he has to say.
To save lives and assist us in this one of the worst days in the history of our country and the history of the city.
The mayor outside St. Vincent's Hospital.
It was a source of great comfort when I was rushing past here at about 9 o'clock this morning to head down to the Trade Center after the first airplane had hit and before the second, that there were doctors and nurses already out on the street ready to receive what we knew would be wounded and injured people. And they've been operating under tremendous pressure since then. And I want to thank you very, very much. It's a great credit to St. Vincent's Hospital, and it's indicative of the kind of health and hospital services that we have in the city of New York.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it. Thank you.
My very best to all your people.
Thank you.
A lot of injured people, police officers, firefighters, and other people. They're stunned, they're shocked, all different degrees of injury. We know we've lost a number of lives already. I don't know the number yet.
And the only thing, only the
yes, there has been a there's been a morgue set up on the west side. It was set up about 2.5 hours ago.
What did you say to
in the 50s on the west side near the piers?
What did you say to some of the victims?
I told them how sorry I felt and thank the police officers and the firefighters. One of the firefighters was trapped in a building for over an hour, and he and his entire company were able to escape because they were in a void. Even though the building collapsed around them, they were protected by this void that was created. And I was able to relate to it because the building that we were in, 75 Barclay, was hit by debris, and we were trapped in it for about 10 minutes.
Now we're told here at St. Vincent's there are quite a few firefighters and police officers and EMTs. Have you talked to them?
I spoke to them. That they all know that we've sustained very heavy losses today. We don't know the number yet. And obviously the effort is focused on trying to save as many people as we can. We know there are still people there that are alive and that can be saved. So the entire effort is right now geared toward helping them. And again, I can't say enough about St. Vincent's Hospital. They were right literally in the line of fire, and if it weren't for the way in which they organized, we would have lost even more lives. Still a tremendous smoke condition. The doctors here said that there's a lot of damage that have been done to people's eyes and The smoke condition is still horrendous. There are still some buildings that are structurally unsound that could come down, so they have to be very careful so that we don't lose more lives. Well, we know that there were over, I think it was 1,600 people that were evacuated to Liberty State Park in New Jersey. I want to thank the people in New Jersey for helping us. And the number, about 200 critically wounded people that we were able to count as of about a half hour ago that EMS has transported, and it's been over 600 that have been transported to hospitals. So, yes.
That was as of
45 minutes ago. These numbers are going to change a great deal during the day. It's going to last for a number of days. We told the president that we thought that the whole rescue effort would take a week or so or more. But the main focus right now, obviously, is on saving as many lives as possible. I think it's still possible for us to save a lot of the people that are there.
You're listening to Mayor Giuliani live just outside of St. Vincent's Hospital in New York, the hospital that has taken a number of the casualties.
All of our police and firefighters are not there. We have a lot of police and firefighters. Bernie, do you want to explain where the police and firefighters are?
This is Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick.
No, we don't. We do not, and we're not going to put one out until much later, after we get a better sense of the numbers we're talking about.
The police and the police deployment is, you know, primary focus is down in southern Manhattan in the rescue effort, but we're tending to our policing needs all over the city. We, as the mayor said earlier, we're getting assistance from the governor and the National Guard. About 200 National Guardsmen about 2 hours, about an hour ago, I guess. There'll be another about 1,500 sometime this evening that come in to help us. And we're going to continue on the rescue efforts, but policing will go on in the rest of the city as usual. Obviously, we're in a high state of alert. We're looking at other government buildings, securing those buildings, securing other areas in the city. Right now, our primary focus and our efforts are in southern Manhattan.
Just one more, please.
I don't think anybody. The mayor and I were there this morning. I was there when the second plane hit the building. I was right underneath the building. I don't think anybody would have imagined that one of those airliners would have hit the building like that. Nobody in their right mind would have thought that would happen. So, and in this circumstance, it was something we couldn't avoid. We couldn't have stopped, even if we tried.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mayor Giuliani and Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick talking to reporters outside St. Vincent's Hospital in Lower Manhattan, the hospital that has been most impacted by this disaster at the World Trade Center, overwhelmed by the number of injured people that are being brought there, and asking for help earlier in the day from some of the other hospitals in the area. And we had reports from Rich Lamb that St. Luke's on the west side underutilized. Also, we had report that that Bellevue underutilized. So, obviously, in this chaos, it'll take some time to straighten it out in terms of getting the victims to the proper places for care. The mayor did update the number of critically injured. He had been talking earlier of 150. Now he says more than 200. WCBS News Time, 3:58.
The city essentially shut down right now following the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center buildings. Lower Manhattan closed off. Power has been turned off to the Battery Park area. Fires are still burning. You can still see that huge plume of smoke billowing out from where the Twin Towers used to stand. Traffic barely moving as well. You cannot get into Manhattan. Don't even think of trying it, but you can make your way out. Let's get you an update on the traffic situation right now. Here's WCBS reporter Chris Majette.
Well, if you are driving, we do have the West Side Highway open. You can take the northbound West Side Highway up to the outbound GW Bridge. That is an option. We do have some traffic coming across that GW Bridge heading into New Jersey. The FDR Drive is closed both ways from Battery Park up to the United Nations. Of course, we have all of the lower East River bridges still shut down. A lot of people are actually walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, also the Williamsburg and the Manhattan bridges, but no vehicular traffic whatsoever. You can, however, drive out of of Manhattan via the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 59th Street Bridge, or the Triborough Bridge. Those are three options for you as well. The Throgs Neck Bridge and also the Whitestone Bridge are open to Queensbound traffic only. If you want to take a ferry, you can get a ferry from Pier 11 on Wall Street, also West 38th Street, East 34th, and Pier A, which is Battery Park. You can get a ferry to New Jersey, Brooklyn, or Queens. And we did learn now that Staten Island ferries are running, but into Staten Island only. Again, the Holland and Lincoln tunnels are closed, New Jersey bound. GW Bridge, we do have one level open, so there is some traffic, again, if you're coming off of the Cross Bronx westbound or the northbound West Side Highway. New Jersey bound Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and Bayonne Bridge are now open. Again, that's New Jersey bound only. Staten Island bound side closed. Verrazano Bridge, Staten Island bound is open. That $7 toll has been waived. If you want to take it up to the Tappan Zee Bridge, that is open both ways. Very, very heavy traffic, though, heading into Westchester County. Newburgh Beacon Bridge is also open. I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
You want to stay with us here for continuing coverage of the terrorist attacks on America. WCBS New York, WCBS News Time, 4 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Lou Miliano. Black and gray smoke continues to billow from the nation's financial center in New York and the seat of the country's military leadership in Washington following an unprecedented coordinated terrorist attack.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
President Bush, as the gravity of the day's events unfolded, four jetliners hijacked, one each crashing into each of the towers of the World Trade Center, a third into the Pentagon, a fourth to Earth in western Pennsylvania. 322 dead from the jetliners alone. Fears are the casualty toll on the ground could well be into the thousands. Speaking at the headquarters of the FBI just moments ago, Senior Presidential Advisor Karen Hughes.
The United States Secret Service immediately secured the president, the vice president, and the speaker of the House, and they are all safe.
You said the FAA continues to have all air traffic in the country grounded until at least noon tomorrow, but also says all flights have now been accounted for. President Bush is at a Strategic Air Command Center near Omaha. There was no warning of the attacks. White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says for now the president is concerned about the victims, not any failure of U.S. intelligence. 7 hours after the first attack, Lower Manhattan looks like a war zone. Both the Twin Towers have fallen. Tons of debris litter the streets for blocks.
Terrorism can't stop us.
Rudy Giuliani, the mayor, immediately sealing off the city. Road and rail traffic only permitted out, not in.
I'd ask the people of New York City to do everything that they can to cooperate, not to be frightened, to go about their lives as normal. Everything is safe right now in the city.
Eyewitnesses couldn't believe their eyes and tried to put it into words.
I see people jumping off the buildings. They were running out in the streets, getting hit by cars. It was just ugly. It was just terrible.
The elevator banks were collapsed. The stainless steel doors were caved in. The marble panels in the elevator bank and the main lobby floor were falling off the walls. There's about 6 inches of water on the floor in the lobby.
Scores of hospitals as far north as New Haven, Connecticut, pressed into service. Emergency crews only now able to begin working their way into the destruction, knowing crews ahead of them and civilians still lie trapped in the rubble. All police and fire department leave has been canceled. The National Guard has been mobilized. At the Pentagon, a similar scene where CBS News reporter David Martin reports.
Plane cut into that building just like an axe into a birthday cake. This is the west side of the building. People who were working on the east side of the building say they had their windows blown out and they saw a fireball.
And again, the casualty count at the Pentagon, even at this hour, unknown. With the nation's financial centers in chaos, U.S. security markets came to a halt today following suspension of trading on the New York and American stock exchanges and the NASDAQ. This is CBS News.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
A pair of terrorist attacks in New York and in Washington, D.C. has the country on edge. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Kennedy.
And I'm Tony Guida, WCBS News Time, 4:03. America is reeling in horror after the biggest terrorist attack in the nation's history. Unimaginable what has happened so far today. The World Trade Center has crumbled after both towers were hit by planes, hijacked commercial airliners. The Pentagon is still burning after a plane crashed into the west side of that building. A fourth hijacked plane crashed outside Pittsburgh. All airports in the United States are closed. There is no air travel in the United States. There will not be air travel in the United States, says the transportation secretary, till at least noon tomorrow. Mayor Giuliani says rescue workers are trying to get into what is left of the World Trade Center, into the rubble, to look for survivors, says they are finding some survivors. He will, however, not venture a guess yet on the number of casualties.
We have 1,500 people at Liberty State Park who were evacuated, described as walking wounded. They were evacuated by ferry and other means. There are about 600, as of about 15 minutes ago, in local hospitals that we account for. 600 people are being treated in local hospitals. And there are 150 in particular that were critical, that were moved by EMS. New York City has 170 hospitals. So we have a lot of hospitals, and we're utilizing all of them.
Of course, with a situation like this being as fluid as it is, those numbers that the mayor gave changing almost by the minute. And we can tell you that a few minutes ago, the mayor actually updated the number of critically injured to over 200 who are being treated in area hospitals. Governor Pataki says 2,000 National Guard and State Police will be on duty in the city later this evening, and they will be here to help with the relief effort.
But clearly, this is an attack upon America. It's an attack upon our freedom and our way of life. And we must retaliate and go after those who perpetuated this heinous crime against the people of America.
Governor Pataki calling this an attack on America, our freedom, our way of life. For the first time in the nation's history, there are no commercial aircraft flying anywhere. Lower Manhattan remains closed to all but emergency vehicles and people trying to get out of Manhattan. All crossings into Manhattan have been closed since shortly after the planes crashed into the World Trade Center towers. Let's get a look at traffic right now. WCBS traffic reporter Chris Majette joining us.
Well, let's talk about the east side of Manhattan. If you want to get into Brooklyn, the lower East River bridges, that's the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges are open to pedestrian traffic only, not to cars or trucks. The Brooklyn Battery Tunnel is also shut down. Moving a little bit further up, the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 59th Street Bridge, and Triborough are actually completely open, Queensbound, to vehicles and pedestrians. Tons and thousands of people actually walking across that 59th Street Bridge. Looks like the New York City Marathon. The Triborough Bridge, again, is also an option. The Harlem River bridges are also open, heading into the Bronx only. That would include the Willis Avenue Bridge, Madison Avenue Bridge, and also the McCombs Dam Bridge. You can take the Henry Hudson Parkway right up to the Henry Hudson Bridge. GW Bridge has one level open, New Jersey bound, so that's taking up some of the traffic. You cannot get through the Holland or Lincoln tunnels in either direction, so that is definitely not an option. FDR Drive still closed down between Battery Park and the United Nations. Now, the Staten Island Bridge is the Staten Island-bound Verrazano Bridge is open. You cannot come into Brooklyn, but you can go into Staten Island. New Jersey-bound Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and Bayonne Bridge also open now. But again, nobody coming into Staten Island. Up at the Tappan Zee Bridge, traffic is very heavy both ways, but it is open both ways. And I think the Tappan Zee is one of the few bridges that is actually completely open in each direction. Newburgh Beacon Bridge, which is even farther north, is also open. Now, as far as transit goes, most subway lines are now running, but with limited service. There is no bus service south of 14th Street in Manhattan, and also all bus service into and out of Manhattan from New Jersey and also from Brooklyn and Queens. That has been suspended. Limited New Jersey transit service out of Penn Station into Newark, and then there's limited service once you're in Jersey on a Northeast Corridor line, North Jersey coastline, and also the Raritan Valley line. Metro North operating on a Saturday schedule, so there are trains leaving Grand Central on all three lines, and also the LIRR limited eastbound service out of Penn Station. You can get some ferry service, and again, this is all ferry service leaving Manhattan, not coming in. Staten Island Ferry is running. You can get a ferry from West 38th Street, also East 34th Street, Pier 11, which is down at Wall Street, and also Pier A, Battery Park, and again, ferries to New Jersey, Brooklyn, and to Queens. And I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time 408, and speaking of transit activities, let's go to WCBS reporter Irene Cornell. She's standing by at Grand Central Terminal. Irene?
Well, at Grand Central, they're sending trains out every 10 or 15 minutes heading north out of the city. Over 30,000 commuters have made their escape since about 11:30 this morning when they began running trains out of the station. And wherever you go in the city, including right here at Grand Central, you find people with stunned looks on their faces who just can't forget what they witnessed from their office buildings in Lower Manhattan this morning.
We were just standing there watching the World Trade Center crumble, literally crumble, on fire and crumble.
We heard that people were just, they didn't know what to do. They were jumping out the windows to get out. But where were they jumping to? They were jumping to their death.
There was a gaping hole until that second plane came.
These people who saw the plane just look absolutely shocked. They are in tears. Still can't get over it, and it'll be a long time before New York does. Reporting live from Grand Central, Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time, 4:09.
This is a day that many of us will not soon forget. Two planes crashing into the two towers that made up the World Trade Center. Those towers are completely gone now. What you see in its wake, billowing smoke that continues to rise up into the sky and across the Hudson River from the debris that is still burning from the buildings. Not only the World Trade Center buildings, but several of the buildings around the World Trade Center also burning right now. WCBS News Time, 4:10.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm John Harchie. White House Counselor Karen Hughes has just spoken to the nation, assuring everyone that despite this morning's terrorist attacks, the government is still operating.
The United States Secret Service immediately secured the President, the Vice President, and the Speaker of the House. And they are all safe.
President Bush, who was speaking in Florida this morning when the attacks happened, has been flown to an Air Force base.
Air Force One has now landed at Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska. And the president is in a secure location.
A White House official also stressed that though financial markets were closed today, the U.S. financial system continues to operate.
Banks have been open all day. The Federal Reserve has operated regularly and continuously.
At the Pentagon, firefighters are still trying to fully extinguish the fire caused by the crash of a hijacked airliner. In New York, there's massive destruction where the World Trade Center towers collapsed. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
From where I'm standing, if you look up the street, you can see the smoke still billowing out of the World Trade Center, what remains of it in front of us. Along both sides of the street, dozens of ambulances have arrived, water trucks, emergency personnel. They've set up an emergency triage sector, also a morgue in case that's needed. Emergency workers are lining the street. They're waiting for their instruction. They could be waiting a long time.
The FAA has grounded all commercial flights in the United States. CBS News Update. I'm John Harchie.
Very latest heard live here on WCBS 880. We've been telling you about the transit situation and how you get out of Manhattan. We want to head over to Mineola right now, where WCBS reporter Holly Hare has been talking to those who have gotten on an LIRR train.
The eastbound trains that have been coming through here are packed. People are standing in the aisles. Many are visibly shaken by today's events, and packed or not, they were eager to take these trains out of Manhattan.
Glad to be back home on the line.
I am damn glad to be back on the line.
Now, the Long Island Railroad is doing limited service eastbound from Penn Station. On a normal weekday afternoon, they have about 110,000 afternoon rush hour commuters, so you can guess on how long it's going to take everyone to get back out here today. Westbound Long Island Railroad trains are stopping at Jamaica. People can try to take subways from there. Driving on Long Island, parkways are closed westbound at the Queens border, and the Long Island Expressway is closed westbound from Route 135 to the Queens border. Live at the Mineola train station, Holly Hare, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Holly, thanks very much. We appreciate it. We want to head back into the area of the World Trade Center right now. We are getting some word that another building there is extremely unstable at this point, and that there may be further building collapses. This would be Building 7 is what we're hearing.
Yes, the latest report, we can attribute it at this point to CNN, but CNN saying that Building 7 at the World Trade Center Center, which is just a little bit north of the two towers that have already collapsed. CNN now saying that Building 7 at the World Trade Center is on fire and may collapse. We, of course, have no confirmation of that, but we do have Allison Keyes standing by very close to the World Trade Center, able to see the fires that continue to burn there. Allison, have you heard anything about that particular report? What can you tell us?
Yes, I have. I'm being told that firefighters are pulling back with their trucks from the scene for fear that two remaining buildings, actually, by what used to be the World Trade Center, may collapse. One building is just north of it. The other building, if I understand correctly, is just to the east of it. They're both shorter buildings that have been burning for hours and hours now. Flames are shooting out of the window, and that's what makes it... That is what has made it so difficult for rescue workers to get into the rubble to see if there are any survivors left. About 1,000 construction workers have spent the last several hours building wooden stretchers because they were afraid they wouldn't have enough. And they just brought them down Park Row, but there's still no way for workers to get to the building. It looks like a war zone here. It looks like the entirety of Lower Manhattan is on fire. It's eerie. Firefighters are covered with soot. Police officers are covered with soot. I've seen a lot of them sitting around crying because many police and firemen were in the building still. When it collapsed, they were helping people to get out. It's absolutely a scene of devastation here. Live in Lower Manhattan, Allison Keyes, WCBS 880 News.
Allison, let's remind our listeners that the World Trade Center complex actually consists of seven buildings, or did before 9 o'clock this morning. The two most famous, of course, the towers, are now gone, having been hit by planes and collapsed. And now you're reporting that perhaps two more buildings in that complex are in danger of collapsing. Of course, these much, much smaller buildings, but nonetheless, quite devastating news.
That is what I'm being told by workers on the scene. And a whole slew of firemen just pulled out. I'm told that they're going to try and get in from another direction to see if they can search for survivors at all, but right now at this moment they're pulling everything out of there to see, to make sure that they're not in any more danger.
WCBS reporter Allison Keyes reporting live. Allison, get back to us as soon as you have new information. There are at least 1,500 people who are being described as the walking wounded right now. A lot of people have been injured. They've been doing makeshift triage work and emergency medical care to people just about by the Chelsea Piers there, where a triage center has been set up. Lots of people have been taken to area hospitals. The most severely impacted, St. Vincent's Hospital, which has put out a plea for all doctors and nurses who might be able to get to St. Vincent's Hospital to please try and get to that facility as soon as possible. There is also a plea being put out right now for blood donations. In a crisis like this, the need for blood is just huge. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb joining us live with that part of the story.
And we can tell you that the response has been enormous. Here at the Red Cross over on the west side, they have never, ever, ever seen a response like this. It's utterly amazing. The front of the place with both of the Red Cross flag and the American flag at half staff, absolutely flooded with people. The Red Cross is now saying, they're telling all potential blood donors except O positive donors to come back tomorrow morning. They just cannot handle the number of people who have shown up to give blood. They do say that if you can't do it tomorrow morning, you could go to a local hospital and donate there. There is a line of O-positive donors here in front of the Red Cross building on Amsterdam Avenue. And Andrew Sutton is a venture capitalist. He walked over wheeling his two kids with him in a carriage.
To donate blood, because I feel it's the least I can do to help people that might be in trouble from the bombing today.
How do you feel about what's happened? What goes through your mind when you think about it?
I feel very angry that... you know, something like this would happen and that people would be killed senselessly.
What do you think the U.S. should do?
I think the U.S. should do what the Israelis did with the 72 Olympic tourists, which is find every one of them and kill them.
Now, all the talk at a local deli here is about revenge. People lined up to buy a pint of milk or a soda, soft drink, saying, hunt them down, find them, find the right ones, and kill them.
Live on the West Side, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Rich, thanks very much. Again, the need for blood donations, not exclusive to Manhattan. If you happen to be on Long Island, the Long Island Blood Service is looking for your help as well. They have set up two locations for you to give blood, one at 3125 Veterans Memorial Highway in Bohemia, and the other in Melville at 905 Route 110. If you can give blood at all and help in this emergency situation, please do so. Look in your phone book, call the